Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Keeping your sanity in a mad, mad world is an ongoing challenge. The solution isn't through medication or meditation, though on occasion both may help. In this series of commentaries, I've given you some steps or guidelines that will let you keep your sanity no matter what happens in the mad, mad world. I've suggested the following guidelines. 1, keep your perspective. 2, have a purpose in life. 3, don't worry about what you can't change. 4, keep your focus. And on this edition of guidelines, I'll give you another one. A very important key to keeping your sanity in a mad, mad world. Guideline number 5, keep your relationships right. Ah, you may now say, you're getting rather personal. Correct. Nothing drives you crazy faster than conflict, than fighting with your husband or wife, than standing toe-to-toe and verbally slugging it out with a teenager. My kids are driving me crazy, I occasionally hear from a distraught mother, and the reality is, she's right. Relationships are the glue that keep our lives intact. When they unravel, we lose everything. Your money, your experience, your position matters little when you lose the one you love, whether it is your mate, your date, or your kids. An elderly gentleman needed surgery, and his son-in-law, a well-qualified surgeon, was asked by the very sick man to do the operation. Before he went under anesthesia, the man wanted a word with his son-in-law, the surgeon. "Okay, son," he said, "I know this is a tough one and I may not pull through. Just do your best. And remember, if I die, your mother-in-law is coming to live with you." How do you keep relationships right? The following 5 principles will work. 1, confront lovingly. How you do it makes the difference. Jesus taught that when you are offended, you need to confront the individual and voice your concern. You can choose the time, the manner, and the place of the confrontation, and you can do it without hostility, in a gentle, want-to-get-this-resolved manner that is positive. 2, communicate clearly. Don't lambaste the other, but think through what you're going to say, letting the other know how you feel. When we stuff anger and hostility inside, it often comes out with a torrent of a volcano, and that's harmful. I statements are better than inflammatory accusations. Example, when you do this, here's how I feel. 3, compromise quickly. Most men think they must win the argument. "Before we married," said one wife, "my husband was Mr. Right. But since we married, he is Mr. Always Right." Remember, you can win the argument and lose the love of a life. Negotiation and compromise are far better than winning the argument and losing the one you cherish. 4, completely forgive and forgive completely. This means you give up your right to hurt the other person because he or she hurt you. Forgiving someone doesn't imply what you did is okay. Rather, it means the wrong that someone did is placed in God's hands. This also means that once an issue is dealt with, let it go. 5, concentrate on what's important. Frankly, nothing will drive you crazy faster than anger, hostility, and plotting revenge. Your goal is to make the relationship work, and that way, you will keep your sanity in a mad, mad world. It really works. And there you have it, 5 insights that will work, provided you put them into operation in your personal life. Keep relationships right by confronting lovingly, communicating clearly, compromising quickly, completely forgiving, and concentrating on what's important. You can download what you've heard by going to our website, guidelines.org, or send email to us, guidelines@guidelines.org.